To a new RFM, it is 22 past 10 and it is movie time. I did say there was a link between John Denver, who is our coffee break guest, and one of our movies, Garth Wiley.
Yes.
Welcome along.
Good
and
morning.
Which movie are we talking about?
Well, of course, we're talking about The Mountain Between Us, a great new film that's out and starring Kate Winslet. Lovely to see her back on the big screen again.
She is great.
She's a wonderful actress and Academy Award winning actress, we should say as well. And look, I don't know if this particular film has award season buzz about it, but it really feels like it's one of those films that probably will be in contention come award season early in the new year. The other big name actor attached to this film as well is Idris Elba, and he's also a well known actor from around Hollywood, and I think that's what adds to the Hollywood buzz around this film. You know, it's got some great grandeur attached to the film. Of course, it's, you know, you did say that there was a linkage between the John Denver song and this film. Of course, this film is about a tragic plane crash that occurs. And look, these two meet in an airport and they head off on a different journey. I think when there was some plane delays, they decide to need to get to their destination. They're strangers and they meet up and head off on this journey.
If we stay here, we're safe.
If we leave, search and rescue, they're less likely to find us.
Look, I don't want to die up here because you're too scared to take a risk.
Nobody knows where we are. We're all we've got, me and you.
Wow.
Yeah, really, it's sort of, you know, edge of your seat type stuff as well, because, you know, what would you do in this situation? How would you...
They're in the middle of mountains, aren't they?
Well, they are. I feel like there's been other movies made along this same sort of storyline, though. I don't know if it's anything original, but hey, look, this is Hollywood, and what is old is new again.
Always.
Always.
Right. And that's not the only movie we've got coming out.
No, of course not. You know, the last couple of weeks, and it feels like a couple of months, has been all about horror and thrillers, and you know, it just seems to be that particular season. And we've got a film out this week called Happy Death Day.
Uh-huh.
And this is comes from the director, Christopher Landon, who made Paranormal Activity. So you will know that this is going to be a certain genre of film. The synopsis in this particular film is that a young girl has to relive her day of her death over and over and over until she finds out who the assailant is.
Look, I know this isn't going to make any sense. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I've already lived through this day. Somebody's going to kill me tonight.
Oh, that is scary. Now, I'm not usually a horror fan, but I had a look at the trailer and I think it's fascinating.
And this actually, oh, right, okay. I wouldn't have thought this is a Jane Klein film, but it's certainly not my one. I don't go near the cinemas when these particular films are on, particularly It as well, which has been around for the last couple of weeks. But on happier notes, we also have the Beauty and the Beast sing-along, which is out in cinemas. These Disney classics are coming back to the big screen. And if you love your Disney musicals and you love to sing along with them, I know a lot of young children who certainly love it. We've had Moana, Beauty and the Beast is out, and Frozen in the next couple of weeks as well, which is
plenty
fantastic.
To look forward
oh,
to.
Absolutely. And we had some really big news this week, you know, for those fans from a story that was that partook a long, long time ago in a far, far away universe. Of course, the much hotly anticipated Star Wars The Last Jedi tickets went on sale just a couple of days ago. So very, very excited. I'm sure producer Rob is chomping at the bit to get to the cinema on the midnight screenings. December 14, though, a couple of months away.
Gosh, got to wait a while to get there.
I know. So lots happening at the movies this week.
And what's been doing the business at the box office?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been another big week. Look, in its showings last night, in fact, The Mountain Between Us did such huge business that it sits in the number 3 spot, which is fantastic.
Already?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Kingsman The Golden Circle in the number 2 spot, taking $16.4 million at the box office so far. The number 1, and I dare say a lot of people saying the film of the year, Blade Runner 2049 in the number 1 spot.
I think that's one of Rob's favourite movies
of
all time. Sounds great. Thanks, and we'll see you at the cinema. Of course, we do have a double pass to give away, and there's a question attached to it. If you can tell us who the lead female star is in The Mountain Between Us, give us a call, 4921 6216.